This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Emergency responders in Elkton are being credited with helping to save the life of a local soccer player after a medical emergency during a weekend game. Police say the incident occurred shortly after 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Village soccer fields when a 31-year-old man suddenly collapsed while playing. Witnesses immediately called 911 and began CPR before officers arrived. Elkton Police Officer Cole responded with the department's automated external defibrillator and delivered a shock to the man after assessing the situation. Authorities say the man regained a pulse and began breathing on his own a few moments later. Huron County EMS crews then transported the victim to Shure Hospital, and police say he was conscious and alert upon his arrival at the hospital. Elkton Police Chief Scott Job says the quick actions of bystanders performing CPR along with the rapid use of the AED played a critical role in the man's survival. And another news for today. State Representative Greg Alexander will be hosting constituent office hours in the 98th House District in the coming days. On Monday, May the 18th, from 9 to 10 a.m., he will be at the Marlette Township Hall at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette. And then on Friday, May the 29th, Alexander will be at the Huron County Memorial Airport at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe from 9 to 10 a.m. And then later on that same day, he will be at the Sandusky Airport at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky from 11 a.m. to noon. Appointments are not necessary, and those who are unable to attend but still wish to speak with Representative Alexander can contact his office by calling 1-517-373-1791 or by emailing him directly at gregalexander@house.mi.gov. During those meetings, Alexander will provide a legislative update and answer questions from the attendees. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. It was announced that two Thumb counties are receiving funding from the Michigan Horse Racing Advisory Commission. Huron County's Fair Association in Bad Axe was awarded $15,000 for track maintenance, and the Tuscola County Fair Association of Caro received $23,500 for their track maintenance. Overall, the Michigan Horse Racing Advisory Commission awarded a total of $125,000 to support six projects in the state. The Equine Grant Program was established by the Horse Racing Law of 1995 and is supported by the HRAC to provide the grants. And another news for today. As part of the recognition of America's 250th anniversary, the Frankenmuth Women's Club will be hosting a special celebration. From 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, May the 24th, there will be a flag retirement ceremony, followed by a flag raising ceremony. According to the U.S. Flag Code, a worn, tattered, or faded American flag must be destroyed in a dignified way. The preferred way is usually by burning it. That event will be at the Palmer Shaw Plaza Bandshell in Memorial Park, and the event will include patriotic music, as well as members from each branch of the military service and some first responders. Participants should bring their own lawn chair to the free event, which will be conducted rain or shine. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.